Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
It is. You can bring up what you want. Toll free number 855-453 like freedom. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, by the way, and it is open phones. And the Discord call-in lines, by the way, will make you sound great, almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Just go to discord.lrn.fm, hop into one of the top four rooms there on our list of chat rooms, and you will be put on the air, and you'll sound fantastic in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
I love Lamp. And Mark?
What do you love about lamps?
That's a reference to Anchorman, if you haven't seen that.
Oh, I saw it once, but I don't remember.
Rick Tamlin.
Who was that? Was that the 40-year-old virgin guy?
That's the guy.
Okay, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
He's hilarious.
Steve Carell, I think
Steve
is his name.
Yeah, yeah. He loves slacks, and he puts mayonnaise in a toaster.
Yeah, I enjoyed his character in that movie, but there's not much else I remember about it.
Steve Carell's right after.
Yeah. So we were talking about a story out of Michigan where a 15-year-old was in a government school.
Yes.
She was also on probation for apparently fighting with her mother and stealing. And because she was on probation and she didn't do a certain homework assignment, she's now been put in juvenile detention.
Right. Now, keep in mind, if I understand the timeline correctly, that her probation and her offense of fighting with her mother and the stealing all happened pre-COVID.
Okay.
And then COVID happened, right? And the government said, oh, schools shut down.
Right.
And so the schools did shut down. And then she had to attend this online version of her school.
Mm-hmm.
And within that process, she didn't complete a homework assignment. And so the judge was just like, okay, you're going
to clink with you.
Yeah.
So, first off, I would say fighting with your mother, and I presume this is a physical fight, probably, like, I just imagine in the front yard, not that that necessarily is true, but fighting with your mother has the, that I don't know the family or anything, but has that crappy parent sound to it.
Sure.
Okay? You know, like, I don't know how to address
sounds
that.
Sounds trashy.
If your kid is hitting you today,
mm-hmm.
perhaps there was something going on previously.
Yeah.
And the solution to your kid hitting you today is rarely calling the cops.
No doubt.
Sometimes, like, you know, if this is it, right? Like, this is the end of the relationship. They have hit you so hard or so often or whatever, then okay, I'm there.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes a kid grows up and they're, you know, 6'8" and you're 5'2", right? You know, they're 300 pounds and you're 120. And if they hit you, well, it's devastating. I could understand that situation. Outside of that, you are absolutely correct.
But calling the police on a loved one who is, you know, that you're in a physical altercation with, to me, sounds like a relationship-ending act.
Yeah, well, it's not a loving act, that's for sure.
In this case,
well,
it didn't
could
seem
be.
To
like,
be.
Sometimes you need to, with love, end a relationship. And you need the force of something to make it stop, right? Like, government is certainly force. And, like, I'm just saying. So, I get it. If you need to call the cops on a loved one, then go, by all means, do it. But to me, if I'm going to have the kid back in the house, like, these aren't counselors.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't
no.
guidance counselors. These are not people that are there to fix your relationship. They're not counselors.
They're going to take somebody away in handcuffs. That's what they're going to do.
And that's what they did. So, now the stealing thing.
Well, we don't even know what the allegations here were, and I think it's going to get into that,
I
right?
I believe it does.
Rather than
okay.
you sitting here and speculating about it.
In many places, juvenile courts have attempted to keep children out of detention, except in the most serious cases, and they've worked to release those who were already there, experts say. This is
so they consider this serious.
Post-COVID. A survey of juvenile justice agencies in 30 states found that the number of youths in secure detention fell by 24% in March alone, largely due to a steep decline in placements. In Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer issued an executive order in March that temporarily suspended the confinement of juveniles who violate probation unless directed by a court order and encourage...
Which all confinement is directed by a court order, isn't it?
Yeah, well, in this case, it is directed by a court order. Okay. They said the judge said that they were, you got to go to jail.
Right.
And encourage eliminating any form of detention or residential placement unless a young person posed a substantial and immediate safety risk to others, quote-unquote. Acting on Whitmer's order... Yeah. Which was extended until late May, the Michigan Supreme Court told juvenile court judges to determine which juveniles could be returned home. Judge Mary Ellen Brennan, the presiding judge of the Oakland County Family Court Division, declined through a court administrator to comment on Grace's case. In her ruling, she found Grace, quote, guilty on failure to submit any schoolwork and getting up for school, unquote.
To get up for school.
And called Grace...
You didn't get out of bed, you're going to juvie.
And called Grace a threat to the community, citing the assault and theft charges that led her to probation. I can only think of Cheech and Chong's Earache My Eye. If you guys have never heard this, you're missing out on one of the greatest pieces of comedy.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, Google that when the show's over, and you'll be laughing for several hours.
All right.
Mark, you looked like you had something to say.
I'm stunned at what's going on here. While I would say probation does have stipulations to it, and often it's going to be, with a kid, it's going to be going to school and getting good grades and doing those kind of things. I'm kind of surprised.
Surprised that they put her in a juvie?
Yeah.
This sounds so... what do they call it when they refer to the state as like the mommy and daddy?
Nanny state.
Yeah, yeah. So this next quote. Quote, she hasn't fulfilled the expectation with regard to school performance, unquote, Brennan said, as she sentenced Grace. Quote, I told her she was on thin ice, and I told her that I was going to hold her to the letter, to the order of the probation, unquote. This sounds like mom and dad, like, shaking their finger at you.
I told you, little missy.
I've told you once. I've told you a thousand times. And you don't hear anything. You hear, grounded.
Right.
All you hear at the end is grounded.
So, speaking as somebody who's been on the other side of this, right? You've been in juvie? I have been in juvie, actually.
I have, too.
I've been, but I spent 8.5 years in prison.
Right.
And what I can tell you is as a guy who was in prison and had no opportunity to get out, there were plenty of chuckleheads and jackholes who got out and got back and were put back in and got out and were put back in.
Right.
And the amount of time that I'm sitting there wishing for one opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I mean, the criminal justice system, for all its foibles, and it has many, they are myriad, is kind of intended to shake you hard enough that you listen for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't work on everybody.
No.
But it does work on many.
Mm-hmm.
They will tell you that the recidivism rates are 85%. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is absolute and utter bovine male excrement. All right?
Really? Okay.
Absolute excrement.
Why?
It is just not true. I don't know how they can come to this number. It is not an 85% recidivism
what
rate.
What is it?
It's much lower. Like
different than that.
Will you define recidivism for our
prison,
audience?
It's like 30% recidivism.
Okay.
Rate. Okay.
Recidivism is going back to jail after you get out.
Right. And, I get it.
Yeah.
This girl is going to be considered, if she goes back at some point, it's going to be recidivism. There's all kinds of ways to pencil whip the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
They could call me a recidivant because I got locked up trying to go to Canada and didn't know that it was against the law for a felon to go to Canada. That would be the only time that I've been locked up since.
Yeah.
But I did get locked up again.
Good point.
And, what I have to say would be is that this young lady does have the opportunity, right? Like, at any moment in time, she can choose to stop this cycle. And, yes, the deeper she gets, the longer it takes to extricate yourself. It's the truth. But the deeper you allow yourself to get, the longer it'll take. And... don't forget, as much as the government sucks and as much as the state system is designed around a criminal industry to give jobs to correctional officers and these sorts of things, at the same time, you get to make choices, and she gets to make choices.
Sure. However, the choice of not going to school in my opinion, does not deserve this. Even under probation, I'm sorry. Probation, I think, is overly restrictive. We don't know what this woman's or this young lady's...
How do we find out that that she wasn't doing her homework and that sort of thing?
That's what we're going to find out.
Yeah, there's actually a part where it says... students with special needs are especially vulnerable without face-to-face guidance from teachers, blah, blah, blah. Grace, who has ADHD, said she felt unmotivated and overwhelmed when online learning began April 15th, about a month after the schools closed. Without much live instruction or structure, she got easily distracted and had difficulty keeping herself on track.
We'll continue here. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Sounds like she needs a tutor rather than a jail cell.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. And you can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Intercoin is built to help democratize power to the people and their local communities. Cryptography enables people to hold secure and private elections about any matter of community governance and could even be used for securely tallying and reporting results for national elections. Intercoin has also pioneered provably random polling that's unaffected by poor voter turnout or spoiler effects. It can be used to continuously adjust levers of monetary policy, such as how much UBI to issue the following day. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space, and we think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. So we've got more from this story that you've got, Captain Kickass, about a young lady. She's in government school, which is mistake number one, but that's where most of us find ourselves when we're growing up, sadly. And so rather than challenging her with an interesting curriculum and bringing her into, you know, the fold of, you know, actually being interested in her education, instead she's bored by it. And yeah. She's talking about how she, you know, just wasn't caught, her interest wasn't really caught by the online classes, and she ended up kind of not going to them.
Well, and then the whole government lockdown COVID thing,
yeah,
right? Like, you're 15 years old. How do you process that?
I don't know.
Right?
Well, like, the answer is different people are going to process it differently.
Right. Yeah.
And
I'd have been like, this sucks.
And
I think that's how I would have processed it.
So at this point, the school's already profiting off of her being a special needs kid, right? These kids make the schools significantly more money. The teachers, unions, they get more teachers and that sort of thing. So they've already canonized her as special needs.
Mm.
Said, you're special needs.
Just because she's ADHD?
Right.
And then, as special needs, she's, you know, she's on a Zoom meeting, which I've got to say, doing Zoom meetings all day long is...
Sounds awful.
Now, for my...
Boring.
For my day job, I work with technology, and I work with other people who are technologists,
mm-hmm.
right? And there are times when we can't get a Zoom meeting to go.
Really?
I can't imagine, or go right, or people have technicalities, all, you know, they're, you know, they can't, they're... Service sucks, or their cell phone screwing up.
Something happens.
Going on, right? So I can't imagine
the Russians.
I can't imagine trying to get a teacher or two, and you know, 10 to 30 kids all on a Zoom session without some sort of technologist to help guide everybody into how to do this kind of thing. You know, I don't care. Like, yeah, 15-year-olds would probably have a better technical aptitude than the teachers.
I don't know, man,
but.
A lot of these kids are pretty damn clueless.
Like,
I mean, that's the thing. You think
it's gotta be chaotic.
You think that young people.
That's the story.
Yeah, you think that young people know what's going on when it comes to technology?
They know how to post to Instagram.
Sure, they can run an app. Okay, fine.
Right.
They can install an app. Yeah,
filter a selfie.
Right. They can do all that stuff. But you ask them to like change some sort of setting, or you ask them to you know they're not going to know how to install Windows or something
right.
like that, right?
Like
they don't know anything about technology and how it actually works. It's the difference between somebody who can like flip a light switch on
right.
and somebody who understands electricity.
Right. A driver right. is not a mechanic. Right.
Yeah.
Somebody who can drive really well can't necessarily fix the automobile.
That's right.
And don't forget all the difficulties the teachers are having with the Zoom meetings. Nobody goes to jail for that.
Right.
Not yet.
So that June afternoon, a month after the sentencing, Carice left Children's Village without seeing Grace, but she did pick up a shopping bag of clothes and toiletries.
Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
Is the juvenile detention center called Children's Village?
It is. Yes. Yes, I was hoping you would pick up on that. I was just trying to breeze over it and see if you guys caught on. And
oh, my.
Why
Children's
you guys
Village.
Have passed the litmus test here, the kick-ass litmus test, and you've discovered the clever ruse. Yes, Children's Village, without seeing Grace, but she did pick up a shopping bag of clothes and toiletries that she had delivered days earlier. She said officials had rejected them because they violated facility rules. Underwear.
So she couldn't even have...
Underwear that weren't briefs.
She couldn't have a care package.
Face wipes that contained alcohol.
Mm.
And a pair of jeans deemed too tight.
And where was this? Pontiac, Michigan?
Pontiac, Michigan, yep.
Okay.
Carice counters or counts each day that they're apart, and that was day number 33. Another month has since passed, and there could still be months to go before they are at home together again. Driving home, Carice had to pull over soon after she turned onto the road leading away from the complex. She sat in the parking lot sobbing. It just doesn't make any sense, she said. She shook her head as tears dampened the disposable blue face.
Now, who is this crying? I'm sorry.
This is the mom.
Yeah, okay.
This is the mom. She basically was crying. Every day I go to bed thinking and wake up thinking, how is this a better situation for her?
So mom's not happy with the way this went, but I don't think we've gotten to this part of the story yet.
We haven't. It's coming.
It's her fault. It's to some extent. We'll get to it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It has always been just the two of them, Carice and Grace. Told by doctors that she would be unable to have children, Carice, a consultant to a nonprofit organization, was shocked when she became pregnant at age 44.
Wow.
She had raised Grace on her own, and the girl's father did not want to be involved, she said. They did everything together, winter sports throughout Michigan, rounds of golf, blah, blah, blah. They even appeared in a Pure Michigan tourism ad. When Grace hit her preteen years, however, their relationship became rocky. This is going to answer some of your questions right here. They argued about Grace keeping her room clean and doing schoolwork and regularly battled over her use of the phone, social media, and other technology. Sounds pretty regular for a teenager.
Yes, this is pretty common.
By the time Grace turned 13, the arguments had escalated to the point that Carice turned to the police to help several times when Grace yelled at or pushed her.
That's where the bad news comes,
right,
is that the presumption that police are parenting
are
counselors.
They're not going to help.
They're not. That's not what their skill set is, and that's not what you're supposed to call them for. If you call a guy with a hammer, don't expect if he whacks a few nails.
Yeah, that's how it is. And this is not uncommon. We have shared stories over the years about parents or grandparents in some cases. I remember the story out of Florida where a grandma called the police on her grandson for, like, going in a joyride in her car.
Yeah.
They put him in a juvie facility, and he was killed there.
Well, there was another one where they shot the kid doing donuts in a park or something.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's been instance after instance.
Now,
what happens is that...
Don't call the cops on your kids.
Apparently, there's been some sort of learning experience for the mom.
You know what? Instead of making the blanket statement, if you've had a good experience calling the police on your child, the number is 855-450-3733. Because I'd love to hear it.
There may be one.
In my line of work...
One.
What I hear is stories about calling the police on your kids,
yep,
and somebody ends up dead.
It's gone horribly awry.
Or you know, imprisoned unnecessarily.
And, look, if you want to say a good story, like, I went to prison for 8.5 years. I came out, and I'm a successful adult. I don't know if you'd call that a good story, but I'm basically the poster child for the Florida Department of Corrections. I mean, like... Your kid could go in the Florida Department of Corrections youthful offender program, mm-hmm, and could come out a successful talk show host.
You've laughed at some of my jokes, so I'll give you the successful part, but the adult part?
He looks like an adult. Toll free number is 855-453-8554503733. We got more about what happened here. So mom called the cops on her daughter because she was having a tough time raising her.
Yeah.
And now she's mad because the system has her.
Right.
Yeah, mom, you brought this on yourself. 855-453. I know that doesn't solve the problem for you, but you got to come to that realization first.
Young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DinoVite.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the Rescue Dog is Happy the Healthy Dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dogs the chance at a new start with Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida has reported more than 10,000 new confirmed coronavirus cases and 90 additional deaths in the past 24 hours. Governor Ron DeSantis says 30,000 vials of remdesivir are being shipped there.
Our new case positivity has been relatively stable, probably a slight decline from 2 weeks ago.
Health officials are sounding alarms about another wave of COVID-19 in the fall. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we aren't finished with the first wave.
When you're having, you know, up to 70,000 new infections in certain areas of the country, that's something you need to focus on right now as opposed to looking ahead at what's going to happen in September or in October.
He's also calling on local leaders to be as forceful as possible in getting people to wear masks. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court has sped up the process of one of their rulings that's going into effect. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns has details.
The Supreme Court granted a request from the Manhattan District Attorney to expedite their ruling that rejected President Trump's claim of absolute immunity from a subpoena for 8 years of tax returns. Under normal circumstances, a Supreme Court decision takes about a month to go into effect, but now that ruling becomes effective immediately. The court has allowed Trump's lawyers to challenge the subpoena on other grounds. They have until close to the end of the month to do so. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has announced her cancer has returned and she's undergoing chemotherapy once again. She said a recent scan has revealed some lesions on her liver, but she's getting better. She says she's not taking any time off and it won't affect her job on the Supreme Court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. Open phones as always here. Our toll-free number for you, if you want to take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark asked if anybody out there has a good experience having called the police on their own children for some whatever, you know, parenting issue you were having. Are the police going to make that situation better? Well, from what we've seen, a lot of cases, they end up either taking your kid away in handcuffs or killing them.
Yeah,
so,
well,
look out.
I would also, in defense of the police, I would suspect they would, if asked to call in about this, they'd be like, yeah, we would prefer not to be called for that particular one. Because we are not counselors. We are not psychiatrists. Mm-hmm. We are not psychologists. We're not here to solve your parenting problems.
I mean, I've had the sort of the typical experience as a kid where, like, the parents were away for a weekend.
Party.
And we got a hold of beer. Yep. We were underage, and we invited everybody we knew over to the house. And, of course, why, things got out of hand, right? Mm-hmm. You know, somebody ended up doing donuts in the front yard, and, you know, the neighbors... Somebody called the cops, right? And it was hilarious, too, because when the cops showed up, they were like, okay, everybody grab one of these, referring to the cases of beer that we had. They were like, okay, everybody grab one and, you know, let's go out to the car. And so we did exactly what they said. We each grabbed one beer and cracked it and walked out to the car.
Really?
Instead of grabbing the case of beer. Yeah, because we were smart asses.
Did they arrest you?
No. They were just like, ha ha, funny guys. Okay, now grab a case of the beer.
Uh-huh.
Right, you know, so they, you know.
So you had to hike it out to their car.
We did.
Away.
Yeah.
They didn't arrest you?
I mean, they did. No,
I
actually,
they made it to the evidence locker.
What happened is they took a bunch of people. So it was the house that I was living in. So they did not arrest me.
Mm-hmm.
They let me just sort of stay in the house, and they were like, "Your parents are going to know about this when you get." And sure, mm-hmm. you know, of course, they did, and I got in trouble with them, and then also the police, and I ended up having
to
do yeah, small town.
Okay.
I also ended up having to do some community service type thing, which meant I had to go visit the fire department and wash some trucks.
Some trucks, okay.
And that was actually kind
trucks
of
washed.
Fun, man. Like,
we appreciate it. Thank you, kids.
You know, I was like, oh, wait, I get to, you know, jump around on fire trucks and clean them up and stuff? This is cool.
It's not so
you
bad.
Know,
so,
by the way, we get a few volunteers now and then for that way.
The cops totally drank that beer.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Because they didn't arrest you or anything like that. They didn't need to hold it for evidence.
Cops drink beer?
Yeah. Little denounced to anybody, one of the fire departments I worked in had a recreation room with a fully functional wraparound wet bar in it. And a fully stocked bar. I mean, booze.
Amazing.
Booze and everything.
That doesn't seem like a good idea.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Angela is in Farmington, New Mexico, listening to, I believe, KENN. Go ahead, Angela.
Yeah, I was just, you know, listening to your show, and I did have a positive experience with police officers in Farmington.
Okay.
Calling on your kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
15-year-old that kept leaving the house without permission.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was basically had to call her in as a runaway. And one time she did not leave the house before the officer got there. And it was a female officer. And she asked if she could talk to her. And they had a very good conversation. I wasn't in the room. But after that, my daughter had a different outlook on the repercussions of her choices. And after that, it got better.
That's
wow.
great.
I'm glad that worked out for you and she didn't get shot.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I've had
and
too
that's
many.
That's very sad, you know, but those situations do happen.
Yeah, that's the risk when you call these guys to your house. You don't know if you're going to get a psycho cop or if you're going to get some cop that actually, like, has some kind of compassion, you know, inside them for other human beings. So I guess you lucked out.
Correct.
Yeah.
I did. I do have to say that, you know, our officers in Farmington they go above and beyond. And I know they're not counselors, but they've really got a talent with compassion and trying to help our teenagers out.
Well,
that's nice.
Having been an actual runaway, I can tell you that if your end goal is to actually find your child, that the worst thing you could possibly do is call the police.
What's that?
Because all they do is they put on an APB for you. These APBs only, they run in what they call segments. There's a different term for them, but basically they start in, you know, your city or town, wherever you're at, and then as time expires, right, the next 24 hours, it goes to, like, a three-town radius. And then as time expires, it goes to, like, a two-county radius. And as time expires, it goes to now another state.
So
it
if they're riding a horse, it would be great.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So if you want to find, if your child has indeed left home and ran away, hasn't come home for days, and you don't know where they're at, you're much better off hiring a private investigator to actually locate, or a location specialist, as they're called.
Look, I don't want to besmirch the private investigators out there, but I'm gonna. My experience, every time I've talked to anybody who's hired a private investigator, is basically they gave somebody money.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't work out?
Like, that's it. Like, that's all.
So
know,
they didn't find the person, or they didn't...
Nothing happened. They gave the money, nothing happened.
Well, these guys must be doing something, right? I mean...
Who's these guys?
The private investigators.
Some aren't, yeah. I would presume.
Well, I know that private investigators found Mama Allie up here in New Hampshire, so they came and arrested her from across the country for bail jumping. So, I mean, these guys can find people if they have the right tools.
Like a bondsman.
Or a bounty hunter. Yeah, bounty hunter might be a better person to call to find your child than a private investigator.
Angela, anything else you want to share tonight?
No. I wish the best and pray for all of our teenagers and hope that they can make it through the adolescent ages.
Thanks for the call, Angela. I appreciate hearing from you tonight,
especially with the massacre of puppets going on.
Right. I wouldn't know what to do. Like, my problem is getting my kid out of the house, not into it.
Mm-hmm.
And
he wants to play video games all the time, right?
Sure, he wants to do all those things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Today I just, you know, he was snuck onto the computer when he wasn't supposed to be.
What was he doing? Was he playing Minecraft?
Yeah, that's what it is. So it's always videos or Minecraft or something. Uh-huh. And the thing is
or watching people play Minecraft.
This stuff is so insidious. I know what it's like when you go online and to do some work, and he was going online to do some work, and then
work on Minecraft.
You get like caught up. Well, he has typing that is his responsibility to get done. That's part of his daily chores.
Did he get sucked into the rabbit hole?
Yeah, well, that's what happened. Yeah. So I'm not.
Has he got like a typing tutor kind of thing?
It's
like
just a class online. Yeah,
Mavis Beacon.
Mavis Beacon.
So much better than when he started. I mean, I remember him sitting there in front of the computer weeping over his typing. Like, he just didn't want to do it. Mm. And
now he's nailing it.
But now he's probably as good as I am, which is, you know, 25, 30 words a minute. You know, not great. But I can type without looking at my fingers.
He's not hunting and pecking anymore?
Right. And so everything's so much better. Yeah. And
that's how I type.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but the thing is that, you know, the internet, it has little notifications. Things come up.
Yep. Distractions.
You know, and because it's trying to draw you in.
Sure.
And so I don't hold him terribly responsible. I'm not going to bellow and, you know, stomp or anything like that. But caught him today, and I'm like, okay, all right, man, we're going to close this up. And you're going to go outside. Mm. And you're going to go on an adventure. When I was your age, I would go on an adventure every weekend. We'd go somewhere and do something.
When I was your age.
Get out there and go.
Yeah. Back in my day.
As long as you can go on an adventure to Uncle Ian's house, everything will be fine.
It's a long walk.
Yes, it is.
All right, we continue. Jet is on the line in somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jet.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
You know, every time I hear people talking about, these just other people, you know, making decisions for other people's lives, kind of bothers me. So I thought I'd call in and remind everybody that there's no such thing as this thing we call the state. There are only people, just individuals, who have taken it upon themselves to lord over us, so to speak.
Yes.
Just other humans who give themselves fancy titles and imagine that they are your master.
Yeah, it's a human construct.
They've
for sure.
They've got badges and hats and all kinds of fancy things. Hang on, Jet. We'll bring it back here. You can continue that line of thinking. Our toll-free number.
People with silly hats telling you what to do.
Keep an eye on the hats. Might be important.
855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. We continue. Plenty of time for you to join us here on the live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can sign up for our email list over at freetalklive.com. There's a sign-up box on the front page toward the top of the website. It's also available basically on any page of the website at the very bottom of the site as well, so you can get connected that way. And we will send you an email update, usually on a once-a-week basis. So please head on over to freetalklive.com and sign up for our email list, and you'll be kept in the loop as to what's going on with Free Talk Live. It's again over there at freetalklive.com. We go back to Jet. He's on the line, calling from somewhere out there. You're on Free Talk Live, Jet. You were saying something about the state as a concept. Go ahead and recap that real fast.
Well, I just like to call in once in a while and remind the listeners that, you know, these monkeys who put themselves in high places and with fancy titles mm-hmm. are just other humans who really have no more right to do anything than you or I do, that when they give out orders and tell us we have to do this or that, or we have to stand on our head and quack like a duck, whatever it is, that they're just another person really who has no right to do that. I believe this is the key to liberty, mm-hmm. that if you can get into your head that these people, no matter what costume they wear, no matter what title they give themselves,
His Excellency.
Yeah. So they're just other flesh and blood, idiots running around, and that's been shown. I mean, just the concept. What's really funny to me is that the concept of states and whatnot has really been exposed with this coronavirus, because it knows no boundaries, it knows no borders. So one person says, who dictates to, let's say, Georgia, you know, right next to Florida and Alabama and all that, they're all saying different things. So I think it's really fun to have these people fight amongst themselves as to who gets to say what and do what and all this stuff. But mm-hmm. but the bottom line is that they are just other humans
Yes, that's true. But there's mythology that surrounds these particular humans, and there's decades on upon generations of indoctrination. We talked earlier about the government-run school systems. That's one of their primary roles, is to indoctrinate the youth into the belief in the idea of the state, and believing that they are further part of the state, with the mythology that we are the government, that they are somehow also us, even though it is clearly not us. It is indeed them that are ruling over us. But the mythology manages to fool people, doesn't it?
Okay, just change your mind. That's all I got.
Well, that's easy to say, but it's not so easy to accomplish. I mean, look at out there, Jet. There's people all over the place who are doing everything they're told to do by these state agents. They've put on a mask.
Well, and the state agents are saying two things, you know, in different weeks.
Sure.
And they'll change their minds.
Well, yeah. I mean, people just do whatever it is that they're told. I think we're a long way away from this. People aren't they're not ready to change their mind, unfortunately.
I agree with the sentiment.
They better be, because it's coming down, and that's how we're going to achieve liberty, but that's all I got for you.
I wish that we could do it sooner rather than later. Thank you, Jed. I think one of the ways we can achieve liberty sooner is if people who already get it come to the same geographic area.
Yeah, Jet, move to New Hampshire.
No, Mark, look, I think the Saipan Project's a great idea, and I hope that it does work out. But unfortunately, most people can't afford to move halfway across the world and go
to
an
island. Are you Saipandering again?
I am.
Yeah, he's back into it, sir. So he's into it, now he's out of it, now he's back into it again. So I think it's interesting. And I enjoyed the Saipan shows from when Free Talk Live was live from Saipan on Friday nights. I enjoyed listening to what was going on down there. But as far as the average person is concerned, it's probably out of their reach to move to a place like Saipan, where, you know, I don't know what the costs are to move there.
I think it's a good thing.
A little bit more expensive to get there than it is to just cross the state
border. I think it takes more of a commitment, right?
Yeah, it definitely takes that. And the ability to work from home, I think, as well, to do sort of remote work. And I guess that's more common now than it's ever been due to COVID.
Lots of people on that island, they need to do lots of different things. I would disagree that
you
have to do remote work.
Maybe, but from what you told me, there's a lot of Filipinos that come and work there and do the real lion's share of the work on the island. So you're going to be competing with a large number of immigrants. If you're looking to just, like, be a waiter or a construction worker or something like that, I suspect you're going to have some hot competition and you're not going to get the best wages on the planet.
It's the same thing I say to anybody who can't compete against somebody who doesn't speak English and doesn't have a legal residency. Try harder.
Mm. Well, that's nice for you to say, Mark, but you aren't, you're a fairly successful talk show host.
I was in Saipan, you weren't.
But the flight got canceled.
I saw people all the time who went there and found jobs.
That's great.
They have all kinds of openings for all kinds of folks.
I'm glad to hear that.
And
I just know that when I hear about people moving to other countries, right, and Saipan isn't another country, but it's pretty far away, and so it's different there, when people say they're, like, moving to Mexico or whatever, generally recommend that they're not...
If you are completely unskilled...
That's what I'm talking about.
Life is going to suck.
Right. It's generally not recommended that somebody move to Mexico if all they're going to do is, like, be a waitress or, you know, some other sort of low-skilled job or whatever. And I know that some waitresses are really good. I get that. But, you know, one of these sorts of jobs, because you're going to be earning the prevailing wage.
I'm sorry. I just had a thought. If I were to ever move from New Hampshire to Saipan and I started a heavy metal band, I could call it Saipantera.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So I think it's a great idea, Mark, and I'm not against the concept. I did attempt to go to Saipan, but unfortunately the flight was canceled. So that's the reason why I didn't go and visit earlier this year. In fact, I haven't even gotten my refund for that flight now.
Still?
6 months, 5 to 6 months later.
Why don't you do a chargeback on your credit card?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. Can you do that after 5 months?
Well, I don't know after 5 months, but, you got to give them a little ring.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You probably should have given charged it back. I charged mine back immediately as soon as the airline said they weren't doing the flight, and they took another month to give me my money, but,
So you're talking about the idea of the crypto frontier, which is a migration of crypto people. Now, it's not specifically a libertarian migration. It's not being marketed in that way. But
I went there for it, and I did find that it's probably the freest place in the United States. marginally.
Which you stopped saying after COVID. You were then shocked by how unfree it became.
Right, and I certainly was. They locked down the island. They had a 6 o'clock curfew.
Did you get caught in the Psy pandemic?
I missed the lockdown by 3 days. I managed to get out. But I am still in, legally. This shows you what legal land is like. I am in Saipan right now.
Okay.
Because the IRS says, I know, you're touching me here in New Hampshire.
Wow, you don't feel like you're in Saipan.
In fact, I am in the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands as far as the IRS is concerned. Because
that wasn't bad touch, in case you listeners at home are thinking.
There was the state of emergency, and if I was driven out within 14 days of a state of emergency, and I was, I'm still considered there.
All right, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts here, but my point was that liberty-minded people should move together, whether it's this movement to Saipan, which has just gotten started, or the decade-plus-long migration to New Hampshire, which we're all a part of. And that, I don't know what that is exactly, but it's probably not necessarily a libertarian migration either. But we go to your calls and thoughts. We got Barry on the line in Columbia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Barry.
Hey, good evening, man. Hey. How are you?
What's on your mind, Barry? Go ahead.
I've been listening to some of these conversations you've had with these people, these parents who have had problems with their children, you know, and they've called the police. And
yeah.
And this and that and the other thing. Are we so far out of line that we don't parent anymore?
Well, I don't know. I think the thing is a lot of people don't get classes. And I do sort of wonder, you know, what do you do if you've got a kid that is leaving the house and all the time and you don't want them to? Well, I don't even know what to do in that circumstance. Tie them up?
Well, what you do with it is you either parent or you don't parent. You don't call the police. You don't call a po-po. you deal with it.
You get creative, right?
Hey, if the kid doesn't want to cooperate with you and live under your roof and under your system, then the hell with them.
Well, what do you mean by that? Like, the hell with them? When you say the hell with them, what do you mean?
I mean, either you parent your child or you don't. If you don't parent your child, then, you know, there's a problem with either the child or a problem with you. And if
well, that's definitely true.
If you go find out that the problem is with you, you either rectify it, or if the problem is with the child, which most times it is,
Thank you, Barry. I appreciate your call, though. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I suspect most of the time the problem's with the parents and the child is just the manifestation of the parent's failure. But, you know, there could be a problem, child. We're coming up Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.